You're listening to the Victory Podcast. We hope this message will find favor in your life. For more updates about Victory, log on to victory.org.ph and bookmark our website in your browser. Now, here's your message.
So today, we're going to talk about living. Okay? This is the number 5 part of the series, Living. Okay? And let me just give you a little background po ng Ephesians. Okay? Ephesians kasi was written by the Apostle Paul. But how did the church start? It started in chapter 18 of the book of Acts. Chapter 18, verses 18 to 21 was the first time that the Apostle Paul ever went to Ephesus. That was at the end of his second missionary journey. Okay? Kasi maraming journey si Apostle Paul eh. So, for the first time nung pumunta siya sa Ephesus, he preached the gospel to them and they actually enjoyed the gospel and they asked him to stay with them. Pero sabi ni Apostle Paul, I cannot stay with you. I have to move on. But then he said, if it's the Lord's will, then I will return. Okay? And then chapter 19 came. Chapter 18 and then chapter 19 came. And then the Apostle Paul found himself in Ephesus again and he found 12 disciples. There were 12 disciples, the most probably followers of Apollos. Okay? They were seeking God and they heard about the gospel and Apollos was preaching to them. And then he asked them, Paul asked these 12 persons, sabi niya, have you heard of the Holy Spirit? Napakamot sila ng kamay. Ah, ng kamay? Ng ulo. Kamay, ano? Mali, iba. Ito. Napakamot sila ng ulo. And then sabi niya, what is the Holy Spirit? What is that all about? And so Paul had to explain to them what is the Holy Spirit and who is the Holy Spirit. And then all of a sudden, the Holy Spirit fell on them and they received the Holy Spirit and they started speaking in tongues. And then Paul had to stay with them for 2.5 years. Dalawang taon at kalahati, the Apostle Paul started teaching them and they started hearing the gospel and they started seeing the goodness of God. And miracles upon miracles happened. All right? Can you imagine yung handkerchief lang ni Apostle Paul and the rest of his team? Madaan lang isa may sakit, gumagaling. That's how powerful this ministry was. That's how powerful this church was when they started. They saw great things. Okay? Ang daming ginawa ni God sa buhay nila. Ang dami as in. Imagine the whole province of Asia came to know the Lord. They heard the gospel at ang daming lumapit sa Kanya. And then ang kagandahan nito, kasi pagka mayroong nangyayaring maganda, have you noticed that? Pagka may nangyayaring maganda, merong lumalabas ng mga nangungopia. Diba? Have you ever noticed that? No, subukan mo yan sa inyo. Sa barangay nyo, o sa subdivision nyo, subukan nyo. Layukan tindahan. Diwa kumita. Isang linggo, meron na ibang tindahan. Diba? and in the same manner, here's Apostle Paul doing great for God and merong mga taong gumaya sa kanya. Okay? May mga anak ng mga ang pangalan na Skiva, no? Dumating sila and they tried to imitate, okay? Kinopya na yung ginagawa ni Paul. They were trying to cast out demons, okay? And the demon said to them, Paul, we know. Peter, we know. But who are you? Talagang in-power sila, talagang in-overpower sila ng mga demons, okay? And they ran naked. Talagang natalo sila. Why? Because fake eh. Hindi real. And that news talagang kumalat. And people started giving up their black magic practices and all the worships of idols and everything. Okay, and then there was one time, talagang sinunog nila lahat yung mga accessories na ginagamit nila for their black magic. And then, kaya napakaganda nung Ephesus eh. Ang ganda ng mga ginawa ni God and people were coming to know the Lord. And it was a great start. The presence of God was there and tapos si Apostle Paul stayed with them. Can you imagine? Meron kang church. Okay? Meron kang church. Tapos ang preacher mo every Sunday, si Apostle Paul. Medyo kahawig ni Pastor Earl yun eh. Di ba? Tapos, bro, can you imagine Apostle Paul being there every Sunday? And then he was preaching, he'll be preaching and he'll be speaking to you about the Word of God and great things were happening. So 12, for 2.5 years, so maganda yung church. They were growing. Okay? And then, in chapter 20, dumaan na naman si Paul sa kanila. In chapter 20, Paul was on his way to Jerusalem and then he met with the elders. with the elders of Ephesus, okay? Doon sa isang lugar ang tawag Miletus. Okay? So pumunta sila, nag-usap-usap sila, kinausap niya yung mga leaders, yung mga elders, sabi niya, and he warned them. Sabi niya, when I am gone, savage wolves will come and bring trouble to the flock. So take care of the flock that God has entrusted to you. Yun yung warning ni Apostle Paul. So then 10 years later, ito po yung letter. 10 years later, we come to Ephesus, to the Ephesian epistle. Alright? Nakukuha po ba ninyo? So they had a great start, great things were happening, and then Apostle Paul wrote this letter. And then now we're in chapter 5. Okay? In chapter 5, ang isang umpisa ni Apostle Paul is be imitators of God. Okay? Sabi niya, be imitators therefore, as dearly loved children. Imitators. Ano po bang ibig sabihin ng imitators? Okay? It came from a Greek word. Let me see the word. Ayan. Mimetis. Okay? Mimetis. May ibig sabihin, to mimic. Yan. Diyan natin nakuha yung word na mimic. No? Yung mga kaibigan natin, nakakilala nyo yung si Willie Nep. Di ba? Napakagaling niya mag-mimic. Di ba? Si Michael V is also pretty. Yung pala, si Michael V pala, nakalimutan ko. Di ba? Medyo magaling din yun. No? Mas medyo bata-bata na. No? Tapos meron pang isa. Meron pang isa eh. Magaling din mag-mimic. No? Anyway, you know, when you mimic, you're actually trying to act out something that the other person is acting out, di ba? And as parents, whether you like it or not, tayo po, minimimic po tayo ng anak natin. Whether you like it or not. Napakalaki po nag-influence natin sa mga anak natin. And sometimes, we're not aware of that. Sometimes, we think, nagugulat ka na lang, bakit ganito sumagot ng anak ko? Bakit pag kami hinahanap, nagagalit, hindi niya nakikita. And then you're wondering why. I mean, bakit? And you don't know. You know, ako nga, as a father, ito nga, kinukwento ko kanina, no? I just found out about, siguro mga a month ago lang, bagong-bago to, fresh, na meron pala akong habit na ginagawa na hindi ko alam. Until I had my kids. And then actually, until last week lang, nalaman ko. Meron pala akong habit na pag kinakausap ako ng asawa ko at hindi ko gusto yung sinasabi niya, ganitong ginagawa ko. Ay, nasasawa ko sa akin, Han, can you do this? Nag-roll yung eyes ko backward, no? And then, tapos nagtataka ako, ba't yung mga anak ko, pag kinakausap ko, sabi ko, anak, did I not tell you do not do this? Bigla akong, bilang gantong ang response sa akin ng anak ko. Di ba? Parang, sabi ko, when you stop rolling your eyes on me, where did you get that? Who taught you that? Sabi ng asawa ko, Han, alam ko, saan lang nakuha yan. Will you stop talking about that? Sa akin pala galing, yeah? You know, and whether you like it or not, you know, our kids mimic us, eh. Di ba? Kaya nga pagka yung hindi mo alam, let me show you some pictures, eto talaga. Eh, tingnan mo yan. Kuwang-kuwa niya yung upo, di ba? Pati yung ngiti, tingnan mo yung ngiti, parehong-pareho yung ngiti nila. Okay? How about this one? Actually, kaya nakatulog yung bata kasi nahihilo, eh. Okay. All right. How about this one? Yeah, medyo bad. Tanggalin na natin yan. All right. You know, God, okay, Apostle Paul, sabi niya, be imitators. It's a command. Ang tanong nga is, how do we imitate God? How can we mimic someone we do not know? How can we mimic someone that we don't even see? Diba? Like, if God will ask you to mimic Him, how would it look like? Kasi mimic, di ba? You try to follow people. And let me just give you some examples then na mga iba pang tao na minimimic ng tao ngayon. Kasi mga young people today, di ba, mahilig silang mangopya eh. Di ba? Whether you like it or not, you know, people are influencing people. Di ba? The way you dress, you know, you're actually influenced by people. The way you carry your hair, no? Kasi talaga iba, literal, gini-carry kasi kinukuha mo lang, tapos kinakabit na gano'n. But the reality is, you know, we mimic people that are popular. Di ba? Eto, sino to? Kuha mo? Sino yun? Sino? Ana Malatastas, no? Kasi pag hindi kayo taga-kapamilya, hindi nyo alam yun. Pag taga-kapuso kayo, hindi nyo alam yun. Alright? Di ba si Ana Manalastas, ngayon, very popular na yung term na yun, Cuomo. And people mimic that. Or sometimes naman, hindi ko na maalala, ito, kanina, na, walang nakakuha ng 5 o'clock. Hopefully, dito, mayroon makakakuha. Di ba? Action film. Tapos galit na galit siya. Sabi niya, mabuti pa ang saking may puso. Ha? Sino yan? Sino yan? Ha? Taga Pampanga, taga Pampanga. Ha? Sino? Mark Lapid, no? Yeah? Mark Lapid yun eh. Yung pinikula yata nila ni Chris yun eh. Ha? And how about this one? Nakaupo sa bench. Life is a box of chocolates. Forrest Gump, di ba? Forrest Gump, we mimic people that we see. Kasi imposible mo kasing imimic and to resemble someone that you do not know. Di ba? O halimbawa naman, ito naman, ito, baka kilala niyo ito, biglang. Sino yan? Yung pagka, nandito sa harap yan eh. Yung pagka nag-ano, maybe you have lost your dream. Sino yun? Ha? It's Pastor Irvin. Hindi mo. Di ba? You know, we mimic people that we know. We mimic people that we see. Ako, I'm sure, minimimic din ako ng mga anak ko kasi palagi yun eh. It's just that way, no? Hindi lang yung pag-roll ng eyes, no? Pati yung pag hindi ko pagsara ng mga drawer, hindi ko pagsara ng cabinet, no? Yung isa anak ko, kayang-kaya niya yun, no? Yung asawa ko nga, sabi sa kanya, anak, tanggalin na lang natin yung mga pinto ng drawer, ng cabinet mo kasi hindi mo naman sinasara. Diba? And whether you like it or not, they will mimic you eh. And the same manner, God wants us to mimic Him. Naturally, we mimic people that we know. Di ba? Whether you like it or not, mimimik mo sila. Gagayahin mo sila eh. And the Apostle Paul is telling us, the first thing that we need to do is, how do we live is we need to mimic God. We need to imitate God. But how do we do that? Well, the Apostle Paul gave us some ideas on how to imitate God. Okay? Verse 1 says, be imitators of God, therefore, as dearly loved children. Let me just spend some time on these terms, no? Sabi dito, you are not just children of God. But you are not only are you dear children of God, but you are dearly loved children. Dearly loved. Mahal na mahal ka ng Panginoon. Ikaw yung pinakamamahal ng Diyos. Alright? Can you look at the person next to you? Sabi mo, mahal na mahal ka ng Diyos. Sabi mo. Rex, wala ka sinasabihan. Okay? Sabi mo, mahal ka ng Diyos. Pinakamamahal ka ng Diyos. Can you imagine that? Whether you know it or not, whether you accept it or not, whether you accept it or not, mahal ka ng Diyos. You are not just children of God, you are dearly loved children. Alright? You know, we need to understand that. Because many people today are getting into wrong and bad relationships and they get hurt over and over simply because they're looking for people to love them. They're trying to look for people to fill their hearts. And yet, God already done that. Hindi lang lang nare-realize. Okay, God has already loved you. So how do we become imitators of God? Well, we need to live a life of love. That's what verse 2 says. Verse 2 says, and live a life of love just as Christ loved us and gave Himself up for us. How do we imitate God? We need to live a life of love. And how did God love us? How did Jesus love us? How did Jesus love us? Well, number one, He loved us sacrificially. It says there that He gave Himself for us. Jesus died for you and me. Alright? He died. Someone has to die. Someone has to pay the price. Someone has to pay the crime. Okay? Kasi may ginawa tayong kasalanan eh. And God so loved us that He did not let us die on the cross and pay it for us. Alright? Christ died for us. He came to earth 2,000 years ago to die for you and me. That's how much He loved us. All right? And not only that, not only did He love us sacrificially, but He loved us intentionally. Intentionally. Hindi yan, nabigla na lang siya nagising, ah, ngayon mahal ko sila. Bukas hindi na. Can you imagine kung ganun yung Diyos natin? No? If he wakes up at the wrong side of the bed, patay tayo. But God is not like that. The amazing thing about God is He intentionally made a choice. And we see that in Ephesians chapter 1. He chose you before the foundation of the world. Romans 5:8 says, in that while you were still sinners, Christ died for you. Okay, Christ died for us. Nung wala pa tayong ginagawa, nung lubog na lubog pa tayo sa kasalanan, nung hindi pa natin nakikilala ang Diyos, namatay si Kristo para sa iyo at sa akin. That's how much He loved us. Okay? Ang ginawa niya, talagang He made a choice before the foundation of the world, before you were even born. Before your parents even met. And before they started thinking about you. God made a choice to love you. And we should imitate Him in that. Not only that, not only did He love us sacrificially, intentionally, but He also loved us unconditionally. That is the amazing thing about God. He loved us unconditionally. Unconditioned. Kahit anong mangyari. Kahit na ano bang gawin mo, He will always love you. Kahit na ano bang gawin mo, kahit na bukas pumunta ka ng church at hindi, kahit na magbasa ka ng mabukas, kahit meron kang ginawa na maganda o hindi, He will love you just the same. Unconditional yung love niya eh. And there is nothing that we can do for God to love us more. He loved us. And Paul says, be imitators of God. We need to imitate Him in the way we love people. We need to imitate Him the way we love our spouse. We love our spouse sacrificially. Yun ang sabi niya. Sabi ni Paul. Okay? Let me define love to you. Love is, okay, what love is? Love is giving, okay, love gives at the expense of oneself for the benefit of others. Let me say that again. Love gives at the expense of oneself for the benefit of others. That's what Christ did. Let me read to you the message. Chapter 5, verse 1 and 2. Watch what God does. Then you do it. That's what being imitator is. All right? Like little children who learn proper behavior from their parents, mostly what God does is love you. Keep company with Him and learn a life of love. Observe how Christ loved us. Yeah, that's how we should love. So it's so important that we understand that. Na kailangan ganun lang gagawin natin. We should learn from God. We should love the way He does. That's what love is. Love is giving. And the opposite of love is what? What is the opposite of love? Come on, tell me. Hate? Let me repeat the definition of love. Love gives at the expense of oneself for the benefit of others. That's what Christ did. He died. He gave His life for you and me so that we can enjoy eternal life. So that we can enjoy forgiveness. All right? The opposite of love then is not hate, but selfishness. Because selfishness gets at the expense of others for the benefit of oneself. Let me say that again. Selfishness gets, okay, at the expense of others for the benefit of oneself. Ikaw lang iniisip mo. Okay? God loved us. We should be imitators of God in the way He loved us. Pero the world perverted that. Okay? The world tries to offer us, kasi pagka merong real, di ba? Pagka merong totoo, merong peke, di ba? And the world offers us something. Okay, let's read verse 3. Sabi ng verse 3, but among you, there must not be even a hint. Can you please encircle the word hint? Okay, in your Bible. Okay, if you have your Bibles with you, encircle that word hint. Not even a hint. You see, the world offers us this. Okay, immorality, sexual immorality, impurity, greed. And all these things does not give you eternal value. Okay, our significance comes from knowing that God loves us through and through, from the beginning to end. All right? But the world is trying to do something else. The world perverts that by saying to us, okay lang yan. Okay? Anyway, you know mga singles, how many singles ladies do we have here? Taas yung kamay niyo. Okay, Maya. Single, singles. Okay? Single ladies lang, single ladies. Ah, single ladies. Si Rex hindi nakikinig. Alright, single ladies, single ladies. Oh, okay, Maya. Ah, Vicky, taas mo yung kamay mo. Alright, di ba? Di ba? Single ladies. Okay? Listen, listen. Know who you are. Okay? You are dearly loved by God. Pagka may boyfriend ka, kinukulit ka, okay, at sinasabi siya, sige na, bigay mo na. Anyway, dyan naman tayo pupunta rin. You know, you better talk to that boyfriend straight in the face and tell him, you don't know who I am. I am a child of God. I am a princess. And I am worth waiting for. Did you hear that, single ladies? Okay? Find your fulfillment in God. Know who you are. Know that you are dearly loved. Because the world will try to offer you something else. The world will offer you something that's temporary. Di ba? Kaya nga maraming fake ngayon eh. Di ba? Recently, sa news, ang dami doon nabibiling fake na ano, na contact lens. Di ba? Para kahit, ano, ang dami, iba-ibang kulay, iba-ibang design. No, kung gusto mo, yellow yung mata mo. Okay? Yung pala, liver pala yun. Diba? Or sometimes, gusto mo naman, ano, green. Diba? Green yung mata mo. Talagang lalagyan mo lang yung green. Talaga. Okay, ano pa iba? Ha, red? Huwag naman. Diba? And all these things, and people are getting into it. And before, and then sinasabi na, kasi people are getting into the fake things. You know why? Kasi mura eh. Pastor, hindi mo na alam kung ilang piraso yung mabibili ko pagka ganitong presyo. Pero pagka binili ko yung tunay, ang mahal. Diba? Hindi na alam. Mura nga ngayon. Pero yung long-term effect naman yan, mas mahal. Kasi ngayon, yung mga gumamit ng mga fake contact lens, nagtataka sila, wala na silang contact lens, wala na rin silang nakikita. And you know what? That's what lust does. That's why it says not even a hint. Okay? Not even a hint. What does it mean when you say not even a hint? Kahit katiting lang in slight way of trying to get into immorality. Kahit katiting lang, Pastor naman, nag-text lang naman sa akin. Tapos nangihingi lang naman ng prayer. Kasi sabi nga sa akin, Brother Alfred, pag-pray mo naman kami ni Mister. Kasi miss ko na siya. Ha? Huh? Or bigla ka na lang mag-ano, meron mga nag-chat-chat-chat. Pastor naman, minsan lang naman nag-PM sa akin eh. Tapos sabi lang sa akin, nag-breakfast ka na ba? No? Tapos may asawa. No? May asawa ka, pa-text-text ka ng, I hope you're okay today. I look forward to seeing you at the office. Office-office ka pa dyan, ha? Di ba? Not even a hint. Eh, pastor naman. Kasi naman, pagkakasama ko siya, talagang, I feel so alive. With the way he looked at me. Ang saya-saya ko. Di ba? No, not even a hint. Because lust, you know what lust does? You know what this sexual immorality does? Yung kahit na konting hint lang, parang yung patak na lang ng gripo. Di ba pag yung gripo, bumapatak lang yan? Kahit konting-konti lang yung patak. Lagyan mo ng baso, lagyan mo ng, ano tawag doon, tabo. Sooner or later, ano mangyayari? Mapupuno yan. Aapaw yan. You know, when you do things with little things, Pastor, konti lang naman. So kasi nagsisurf ako, bigla na lumabas na ganun. Hindi naman ako matagal tumingin. Tapos binuro ko naman kaagad. Pero bukas pabalikan ko siya nandun po sa history. Not even a hint. Not even a hint of sexual immorality. May asawa ka, pero pa-PM-PM ka pa sa iba. Pero pa-chat-chat ka pa sa iba. You know, I have nothing against social networking and all that. Facebook and all that. Marami yan eh, di ba? Pero please, if you're married, there should be not even a hint of sexual immorality in you. Kasi napakadali na ngayon eh. Di ba? Noong araw, pagka yung mapupunta ka doon sa mga impure things, yung mga adult magazine, no? O yung mga adult DVD o VCD, laser disc, no? Betamax, noong mga panahon na yun, nakaan yan eh, nasa isang kwarto. Okay? Hindi ka basta-basta nakakapasok doon. Hindi lahat nakakapasok doon eh. Yung mga adult lang talaga. Okay? Pero ngayon, napakadali maging impure. You're right there in your house. In your own home. Okay? It's just a click away. It's just a click away. But what kind of things do you serve when no one is looking? Not even a hint. Why? Because you're a dearly loved children of God. Because Christ died for you. Because Christ has already given you significance. Christ has already given you purpose. He loved you. How do we imitate God? Imitate Him by walking and living a life of love. And lust is the opposite of that. Selfishness, greed is the opposite of that. Greed always wants to get. Selfishness always wants to get at the expense of others for your own benefit. Do you get it? Okay, that's what Paul is saying here. He wants us to imitate God. Okay, in that area. Not only that. Okay, how do we imitate God? Number one is live a life of love. Number two is to live as children of light. Live as children of light. Ephesians chapter 4 says, oh, let's look muna sa ano, verse 4. There should be no obscenity, foolish talks, or coarse joking. Okay? No, verse 8, sorry. Verse 8, not that one. Verse 8 and 9. For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Live as children of light. We need to know who we are. Okay? You are children of light. You not only are you dearly loved children of God, but you are children of light. You don't belong to darkness anymore. There should be no darkness in you because you are children of light. Chapter 4 says that we should put off the old self and put on the new self. We should no longer live like the Gentiles do in the futility of their mind. Okay, na impuro ka na nasa uisip nila kasalanan. No, that doesn't fit you anymore. You have to live a life of light because you belong to the light. You're no longer darkness. Wala ka na sa darkness. That's not you anymore. Alright? You shouldn't live that way anymore. That's what Paul is saying. You want to imitate God? Walk as children of light. A.C. Green, an NBA basketball player, okay? Talagang grabe siya. Sinasabi niya, sa isang book ni Ed Cole, sinasabi niya na napakalaki ng temptation pagka NBA player ka. Na almost every city you go to, pinipilahan ka. And he needs to remember, being a Christian, he stood his ground. Sabi niya, I'm not gonna do this. I'm not gonna mess around with people's lives. Not because I'm good, but because I love God. But because I am a child of God. So he stood his ground. You know, we're so nowadays, no, yung standard ng morality is so low. And as believers, we should be the one that should raise that bar. Tayo dapat yun. Tayo dapat yung nagsasabi kung ano yung maganda at ano yung hindi. Alright? When Jesus prayed for us in chapter 17 of John, okay, he did not ask for the Father to take us away from the world. Alam niyo ba yun? Hindi niya pinag-pray, Lord, take them out of the world. So that they'll be okay. No. Jesus prayed that we will be protected in the world, that we will be in the world so that the world will know that He was sent by the Father. We are supposed to become the light in this dark world. We're not supposed to be ermitanyo. Okay? Hindi tayo mag... Dito lang ako sa church kasi masyado magulo dyan sa mundo. Dito lang ako sa church palagi. Dito lang ako sa bahay namin para hindi ako na-influence na ibang tao. No. God wants you to be an influence. You should be the light. Okay? In the world that is so dark. Ikaw dapat yung nagsiset ng standard kung ano yung maganda, kung ano yung moral. Right? Hindi yung kung sino-sino. The world is trying to give us something that is not real. The world offers these things that are not real, and yet God is telling us this is what you need to do. You need to live as children of light. Put off the old self. Number three, not only do you need to live a life of love, live as children of light, but number three, you need to live wisely. You need to live wisely. Verse 10 says, find out what pleases the Lord. You want to live wise? Find out what pleases the Lord. Pastor Irwin, okay, earlier read Romans 12, 1 and 2. You want to know what the will of the Lord is? You know what pleases the Lord? Offer yourself as a living sacrifice to Him. All right? Verse 17 says as well, okay, therefore do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. You know what the Lord's will is? Okay, He commanded us to be imitators of God. We need to be imitators of God. All right? We need to know what He wants us to do. He says that He loved us so much, and the world pervert that, and sometimes as Christians, as believers, we allow that standard to affect us. All right? Like what I said earlier, the church of Ephesus started really well. I mean, miracles upon miracles. The presence of God was there. The Holy Spirit was there. They were doing great in the beginning. And then when Paul wrote this letter, they were still doing okay. But let's see what happened 30 years later. What happened to them 30 years later? Let's go to Revelation chapter 2. And let's see what happened. Here's God using the Apostle John the Beloved to write this letter to the church in Ephesus. Etong sabi niya. To the angel of the church of Ephesus write, these are the words of Him who holds the seven stars in His right hand and walks among the seven golden lampstands. Verse 2, I know your deeds. You know, amazing thing about God? He knows our deeds. He knows exactly what you're surfing in the net when no one is looking. He knows exactly how you treat your wife when you're all alone in the bedroom. He knows exactly how you treat your kids when no one is looking around. He knows exactly how you treat your friend when no one is looking around. He knows your deeds. And here the Apostle John was commending the church of Ephesus. Sabi niya, I know your deeds, your hard work and your perseverance. I know you cannot tolerate wicked men. Okay, grab itong church. Okay, they were still doing great. When you read this, sabi niya, that you have tested those who claim to be apostles but are not, and have found them false. Okay, talagang magandang standard nila. Nakikita nila ano yung tama, nakikita nila kung sino yung totoo, sino yung fake. Verse 3 says, you have persevered and have endured hardships for my name's sake and have not grown weary. Kung yan lang ang titingnan natin, verses 1 to 3, mukhang okay pa rin yung Ephesus, right? I mean, they're doing okay. They have the external obedience. They have the standard, the right standard. Okay, they have the form of being a Christian. They know how to raise their hand. Okay, they know what to say. They know how to say it. They know when to say it. They know the right lingo. They were doing great. If you will just read that. Parang okay na sila. Parang maganda pa yung ginagawa nila with God. And some of us are probably like that right now. Okay? You're saying to me, Pastor Alfred, hindi naman ako impure. I don't have any immoral relationship. And I don't tolerate impurities in my family. I actually go to church Sunday after Sunday. I never missed
giving my tithes and offering. Okay? You might be saying that. You might be saying that, Pastor Alfred, I'm okay. I'm okay with God. Everything is all right. God knows my heart. Okay? And yet, verse 4 says, yet I hold this against you. Yet I hold this against you. You have forsaken your first love. You know, they were doing great. The Ephesian church were doing wonderful. Magandang ginagawa nila. They have the form of Christianity. They know what to do. They know what song to sing. They know what to do when the false teachers are coming. They know the right standard, and they even get angry when the standards are not being followed. But God have something against them. Sabi nga ng isang pastor, okay lang may atraso ka sa asawa mo. Kaya mo yan. Huwag ka lang magka-atraso kay God. Because God have something against them. And He said, you have forsaken your first love. You know, you might be going to church. You might even read your Bible. Pero kung iniisip mo, kaya mo yung ginagawa para mahalin ka ni God. Or you just do it because okay na lang. And yet, wala na yung heart mo dun. You know, you can go to church and still not know Jesus. You know that? You can be here tonight. And you can, you might have been coming in for the last year. Pero yung heart mo, wala kay Jesus. Because you don't love Him. Because it's not the external that's important. It's what's in the heart. You still remember the first time you came to know Jesus? Yes. Diba? Matanda mo yung talagang hindi mapigil yung bibig mo. Hindi mo mapigilan yung sarili mo kung hindi magsabi ng mga magagandang ginagawa ni Jesus sa'yo. Hindi mo matipigilan yung sarili mo makapag-usap sa kaibigan mo at sabihan mo sana, alam mo, mahal ka ng Panginoon at may plano niya sa iyong buhay. And you cannot live, you know, you cannot let the day pass by without reading the Word of God. Without getting excited when people are preaching the Word of God. When you know, you get so excited when you talk to people and you see that they're having problem and you know the answer. Pero ngayon, kumusta na? Do you still feel the same way? Or just like the Ephesians, you're so focused now on yourself. Parang sinasama, ganyan lang talaga sila eh. Hindi talaga magbabago yan. Because you've already missed it. You've forsaken your first love. Then what do we do? What is the remedy? John gave us a remedy in verse 5. If you've forsaken everything, if you've forgotten it, if you've lost your first love in God, okay, if you're doing it religiously na lang, reading your word, reading the word, and going to church, this is what the Apostle John says. Remember the height from which you have fallen. Remember the height from which you have fallen. Repent and do the things that you did at first. If you do not repent, I will come to you and remove your lampstand from its stand. 3 R's that we need to do in order for us to keep our first love. Number one, we need to remember. We need to remember what Christ has done for us. We need to remember verse 2 of chapter 5. That Christ sacrificed Himself for us. That in that while you were still sinners, Christ died for you. That before you were born, He already chose you. You have to remember who you are. That you are the children of light. So act like one. You're a prince. You're a princess. You have a destiny to fulfill. You have to remember that. You have to remember how far you have fallen. And secondly, you need to repent. You need to repent and ask God for forgiveness. Okay? For replacing His love with something that is so temporary. You allowed hint of sexual immorality. You've allowed impurity to enter your life. You allowed greed to enter your life. You need to repent of that. You've allowed texting and chatting and PM, sending PM to people that you're not supposed to be sending it to. You've allowed yourself to flirt with other people. You need to repent. And thirdly, you need to redo. Or do the things that you used to do. Remember the time when you first came to know Jesus, on how you just enjoyed sitting at His feet, reading His Word, enjoying His presence, just loving Him. Not doing anything, but just loving Him. Because it's the heart that matters. It's the heart that matters. You know, you might be here today and you're thinking, Pastor Alfred, I'm okay. But then God is speaking to you and saying, do you know what? You have forsaken your first love. I am no longer the most important person in your life. Maybe you've allowed your jobs, your family, your ministry, your business, a relationship. We need to be imitators of God. And understanding God's love will lead us to a life worthy of our calling. You know, if we understand God's love, if we understand how He loved us in verses 1 and 2, we will not settle for anything less. You will not settle for anything less. You will not settle for something that is temporary.